In order to get again into the swing of the sugya, let us start from the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Chamisha chaburis sheshavsu betraklin echot. There were five chaburis which were in one traklin. The Peirush Chai gives the picture of a large room. And Rashi says v'chalku ala chamisha, and they divided up this traklin, this large room, into five parts. V'kulon yesh lem pesach min ha-traklin l'chotzer, and each one had a besondere exit from the traklin to the chotzer. B'tzorich la'arev im shar b'nei ha-chotzer. They weren't the only ones who were living in this chotzer. There were others also living in the chotzer. So chamisha chabure sheshopso b'traklin echad. Beishamei oimrim erev l'chol chabure v'chabure. So Beishamei says, since they are these mechitzes which are dividing each chabure, so each chabure has to give a besondere erev. So Rashi says as follows: Beishamei oimrim rishuyoseyem chalukim, that the rishuyos are divided. V'tzorich l'chol chabura litain pas b'eire v'chotzer. Da'ave l'hu kehei botem. That since, we'll see later in the Gemara how large the divisions are, but al kaponim, since they are divided, so memeila, so it's like five houses, and each one has a yitziya to the chotzer, so memeila, each one has to be mishtatev in b'eire. That's number one. V'hu adin, zogt Rashi, if they'd want to forget about carrying in the chotzer, they want to carry one chabura, wants to give over something to another chabura, they also need an erev beinayim, because these mechitzes divide them. So you have, even though theoretically this is one large room, and these five chaburis were shavis in one large room, but the mechitzes are mavdil them. So it's considered like Rashi says, five batim. So you want to take from one bayis to the other bayis, you also need an erev. Ubeisilol oimrim erev echad lekulam. So Rashi, ein mechitze zu chilok rishus. This mechitze does not divide the rishuyes. The mechitze are shvei lohi. It's a low mechitza, k'de mefarish b'gmore. Hilkach, erev echad l'kula. So it's considered one big chabura. So memele, if they're being mishtatif in the ruve yachotza with the others in the chotza, they only have to contribute one erev. Or besoich atraklim nami, the second halacha that Rashi had mentioned according to Beis Shammai, that if one would want to take from one chabur to the other chabur, you also need an erev. Is nami mitzim izul azu b'loy erev. Sha'atraklin mechabron, since it's one large room, so the traklin is mechabur all these five chaburis. V'kivin de'beineyem ein tzorich erev. Since between one another they do not need an erev. Nase echad mehem shliach lekulam. So one can be a shliach lekulam, damrinin lekamon, chamisha shegovu es eruva, klayma, shesheruyim b'chamisha batim. Later in heaven, the Gemara, if you had five, let's say there were five batim in a chotza, and govu es eruva, and they made an erev chaferet between themselves, ve'iruvu b'neya, v'havelu chod, so they became one. Vim bo la'are vim acherem erev echad lekulam. So now, if they want to be ma'are vim acherem erev echad lekulam, exactly what the chiddush of this din is, we'll see later in the Gemara, daf ayin beis amud beis. So al kaponim, so Rashi says, according to Beis Hillel, what is the difference if you have five batim who were ma'arev together, so now there's a din that in bol la'ariv im acherem erev echad lekulam, or here, since they're all in one room, the traklin is mitzarev them, so they have a din of, so they're also considered one. So if they want to go mi ma'ariv with another chotzer, so also one erev will be sufficient. Umoidim bizman shemiktosin shruyim b'chadorim oy baliyeh shein tzrichen erev l'chol chabura b'chabura. sagt Rashi, im Moidem, she mikzosen shruim, da have lohu kehei bote. If that each one, it's not in one large room with mechitzas mavdilois. No, they're in different rooms. Da have a look at hey bottom. So then it's considered like you have each chabur in a different bias. There's no erev between each cheder. So then each one will have to be mishtatev for the erev. Omar Rav Nachman Machloikis b'Mesippis. So Rav Nachman said, the Machloikis b'Shamim b'Silul is if you have a Mesippis. What is a Mesippis? Zekrashi Machloikis b'Rishuyoiseyem Chalukis b'Mesippis. That the Rishuyois are divided in this large room, there's a division through a Mesippis. What is a Mesippis? Mechitza Nemucho Shel Chatichois Eitzim. A low mechitza, the hosom le beisilo bayis echotu, so according to beisilo then, a low mechitza means it is less than 10 tvachim tall, the hosom le beisilo bayis echotu, vidomu lahei shegovu esayrib, the hani nami kemi sheirvudomi, because they're all in one large room, and this mesipis does not divide it. So then we have a machloikis, that according to Beishamay, a mesipis also divides them. And according to Beisilom, a mesipis does not divide them. Avo b'mechitza asore. But what if you'll have a mechitza asore? Divrei hakel. So then you have five different chaburis, which find themselves in five different reshuyes that divided with a mechitza. Divrei hakel, erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. That is the first member of Rav Nachman. Ike damri yomar Rav Nachman, af b'mesipis machloikis. The second member is, the second member of Nachman is like this. According to the first member of Nachman, would there be a mechitza? So Beisilu is also moide that each one has to be ma'arif. According to the second member of Nachman, no. The machloik is Beishami Beisilu is when there is a mechitza. When there is a mechitza, so Afal Pikein Beisilu holds, even though there's a mechitza, so Beisilu holds, they give one erev. No, Rav Nachman said, but Beishamai is machmer, that a filo is not a mechitza, it's also called five reshuyis. Omar Rav Nachman, af b'mesipis machloikis. So that's a second day. Af b'mesipis machloikis. The leitame Beishamai, dafke b'mechitza, soro hu da osrim, b'solo zmata. O b'mesipis moidel, filo b'mesipis nami osr. So that's a second mahalach to learn shat in the Mishnah. Now we're going to have two more malchim. Pligi bo Rabbi Chiye ve Rab Shimon berebi. Chad omar, a third malach. Machloikis, the whole machloikis between Beishamay and Beisilil is b'mechitzais ha-magiyais le-tikra. That if the mechitza is magiyah le-tikra, so then Beisilil says it's still called one rishus. And Beishamai says, then it's five reshuyes. Avo mechitza ishe ein magiyas letikra, but something if you have a mechitza, mechitza asore, divrei hakel erev echad lekulam, zafilo Beishamai is made. This is the greatest kulam. Beisilul is mekel afilo by magiyas, by mechitza is magiyas letikra, and Beishamai is only machma by mechitza is magiyas letikra. Just let us see Taisus 1 second, the bottom Taisus, when Mechitzis HaMegiyas LeTikre, V'ha Diktoni Masnissen, the Moidim Heiche, the Mikzosom Shruyim Bachadorim Abaliyis, Beis Hillel is Moide, that if the Chaburis find themselves in Chadorim Ba'aliyis, that the Halacha is that they have to give different Erevin. So what's different, what is the difference between Chadorim Ba'aliyis and Mechitzis HaMegiyas LeTikre? So Tais is loidami, doch aire be mechitza saroi, ki goin yirie, shem afsikin ad atikre. So Tais is learns, pshat, that mechitza's magis ad atikre, speaking about a mechitza's arai, that it is made out of curtains. So there, Beis Hillel holds, azamin b'chine, from loi osi, the Gemara in Sukkah mentions such a svar, loi osil, oyel aroi, mevatel, oyel kva, So here, a mechitzis arai is not mafkia, the shame, the cheder is a cheder kva. You have one large room, and you have a roistik a mechitzis, so that does not divide the room up into five chalokim. You should only have five chaburas. You have one chabura. That's how Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara. Meshame halta pesnitazoi. That's according to this mahalach. And v'chadomar, now the fourth mahalach is, machloikis b'mechitzai she'ein magiyis letikre. Avo mechitzis ha-magiyis letikre, divrei hakel tzrichen erev l'chol chabure v'chabure. Let us see Rashi. Machloikis, Rashi is going in the first mahalach. Be'shamei be'silo. Avo mechitzis she'ein magiyis letikre, afilo hain asore, divrei hakel erevech l'kulam. Opligi atavai lishne der Rav Nachman. Tole lishne kame koma de mechitza asore moide de cholikav. According to the first lashon of Rav Nachman, Beisilol is moide that a mechitza asore, it's called cholik. Vahoch amrin in afilom megiyis letikra pligi. Lelishne basa koma de mesipis nami pligi. Vahosri beishamai. Vahoch yomri da afilom mechitza asore lo yosra, ma mechitza samegiyis letikra. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Meiswe. Oma Rabbi Yehuda Hasabo. We have a Baraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Hasabo said, Loinechliku beishamai ubeisilu al mechitzes amagiyes letikre shetzrichen erev lechol chabura vachabura. Rabbi Yehuda Hasabo said that if you have mechitzes magiyes letikre, everyone holds that you need five erev. Alma nechliku al mechitza she'ein magiyas letikre. You have a mechitza asore. Shebei shamei oimrim erev lechol chabure v'chabure. O beisil oimim erev echad lekulam. So here we have a barais. Suk the gemore. Leman diyoma b'mechitza is ha-magiyas letikre machloikes. According to the third mandiyama we had, that is a machloikis, a mechitzis, a megiyis letikra, also Beis Hillel says that it's one chabure tiyufte. So it's upgefrekt. He says, klo, by mechitzis, megiyis letikra, everyone holds it's considered five chabures. Leman diyama be mechitzis, she'ein megiyis letikra machloikis. Machloisiyata. The last lashon, the fourth lashon, so you have a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Saba to the fourth lashon. Lahach lishne doma Rav Nachman bachloikis b'misipis t'yufte. Because here it says the machloikis is only with his atayris mechitza, not by a misipis. Lahach lishne doma Rav Nachman af b'misipis machloikis. Lame to have it yufte. Because here Rabbi Yehuda Saba said, that the machloikis is only by mechitzis, but by mesipis, afilo beishamai is moide that it is not called five chaburas. So the second lashon of Rav Nachman said it's no ray for Rabbi Yehuda Saba. Pligi be mechitzis. Rabbi Yehuda Saba just said there's a machloikis by mechitzis. But that's all, according to Beishamai, Afilo Mesipis will also be Mabdo. Ay, Vahaydik, Omiflegi, Bemechitza. So that, what Rabbi Yehuda Hasabo brought out the Machloikis, Bemechitza, Lediyacha, Koichen de Beisilo, that Afilo Amechitza, Beisilo also holds its one Chabur. Ay, Vahaydik, Bemesipis, Lediyacha, Koichen de Beishamai. Let him bring down the Machloikis by Mesipis, to tell you that afilo by mesipis beishamai is machma, is koichen de beishamai, koichen de teire odif. It's preferable to bring down the machloikis b'mechitze, to tell me the koich de teire of beisilo, and to bring down the machloikis b'mesipis, and tell me koich de isura of beishamai. Zot Rashi, hasabo Rab Yehuda hasabo, al shem chulfei kori lehochi. Because he was very sharp, so that's why he was called Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Hasabo. Tuv Yehama was Moira Rashi and Daf Samach Zayin, also says, is also medame sharpness to svore. Rashi Dav Samach Zayin says, Mipilpulei chorif v'sabar hoyo b'yoyser v'omuk b'sheiloysov. So Rashi tells two charifes with svore. So it would seem charifes means, he wanted to explain as follows, that it matters how sharp the image is. So you can look at a sugya, it's very fuzzy. If it's very fuzzy and very unclear, so then verstehtman ish as a good to svores. But if everything is you have a sharp image of the whole sugya, then can a zogen svores. If the whole thing is very clear, al shem chufe, she was called asabo. Elke ken mazbil zayn aninyan. Lahach lishne da omar av nachmen bachloikes bemisipit. Avo b'mechitzois moidu beisilu. Tiyufte, da behedye ktoni. Da shteytach, da b'mechitzois shori, that beisilu was mata b'mechitzois. Elo lelishne basre de koma de memesipis nami osri beishamai. According to the lishne basre, mileime de tehevi hot yufte, diktoni, because he says b'mechitzois u de pligi. Rabbi Yehuda Sabbath said they only chaylik b'mechitzes or b'mesipis moide. And the second Lashon says it's a machlokes. B'shamai says it's five chaburas by mesipis also. So Moses says it's not mukach that Rabbi Yehuda Sabbath wants to be memayit a machlokes by mesipis. Rabbi Yehuda Hasabo. Rabbeinu Chananu Goris Hasavoch. What's Hasavoch? Perish. Goydel Svocha, he was in the hat business. Ke'en mitznefes v'koiva. K'moy Svochim maisei Svocha. So Rabbi Yehuda HaSavoch, that was his profession. He nami, like we see others, Rabbi Yechanan HaSandlo. This is Rabbi Yehuda HaSavoch. He nami al shem Iroi. Es gan a brisker a kamenetzer de beseifer Yeshua kemoy ken save mi din svocha or schocha steht in de posik. So a mele that's this Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara said why it's not muchach that we can frag up. It's not muchach that we can frag up the second lashon of Rav Nachman from Rabbi Yehuda Sabo, because could be he also holds that there's a machloikis b'mesipis. But kair de teira od, if that's why he brings down the machloikis by a mechit. Zuktoisus, lo shayach hoche le mifrech lifligu b'talvayu. That means Rabbi Yehuda is bringing down the machloikis. If you tell me there's a machloikis by mechitzes, machloikis by mesipis, so let him bring down both machloikis in. Kid de porch bereish beye. So Taisus the Hosam Kedei Leidiach Koichon de Beis Hillel de Oisrin Havale Lashminim Betavayu Mishum de Koich de Teirod. There it's speaking about to tell me that Beis Hillel Asels. So Memeil Havale Shminim Betavayu Mishum de Koich de Teirod if the Beis Shammai Leichoshev leikolkach the Beis Shammai b'kim esil olayin emishne. Hey, that what he brought down that Beis Shammai was matir. So that doesn't have such a chshiva since we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai b'kim esil olayin emishne. So there it should have said al kaponim the koyach the surah of Beis Hillel. But over here we say the koyach the teir of Beis Shammai in the machzav nishbisen dikvun the koyach the surah. Here we say the koyach the teir of Beis Hillel in the machzav nishbisen dikvun the koyach the surah of Beis Shammai. So memeile, doesn't ish gefellig. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Haloche, Rabbi Yehuda HaSabo. Rav Nachman, Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda HaSabo. So, it's very modne, we schlugged up Rav Nachman from Rabbi Yehuda HaSabo. So, Taisu says, Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda, Avo gav da oi svei mineile lishne kame, Rav Nachman ho osik yelishne bas. So this is going according to the second lashon of Rav Nachman. So the second lashon of Rav Nachman, which can't stim with Rabbi Yehuda Saba, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Saba. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzrok masnisen nami deike. So what did Rabbi Yehuda HaSaba say? Rabbi Yehuda HaSaba said that the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is if there's mechitzas asorah, then Beis Hillel is matter. But if it's magiyis letikre, so afilu, Beis Hillel is moide, that is considered like a different chabur. Amar Nachum bar Yitzchak masnisa nami deik diktoni umoidim bizman shemikzosim shruyim bachadorim ubaliyetz. The Mishnah says, afilu Beis Hillel that says, that all five chaburis give one erev, that's tafke if the shavsu betrakla. But if the shruyin bechadorim ubaliyetz, shetzrichen erev lechol chabure vechabure. So then each chabure has to give a different erev, a different apartments. Frag the Gemara, my chadorim or my aliyetz. What kind of chadom aliyetz? Ilay mechadorim, chadorim mamish, valiyeis, aliyeis mamish. Pshite. So it means you have a different apartment, and you have a different chabura there, you have an apartment house. So versteht sich that each one has to be mishtatav to the Erev. You don't need a Mishnah for this. Elalav ke'ein chadorim ke'ein aliyeis. It means it's similar to a abazundere cheder. So forget, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you have mechitzis hamagiyas letikre, even though that's not a real cheder, also Beis Hillel is moide. So, according to Tosfos, it means as follows. Tosfos says mechitzis hamagiyas letikre means was a mechitzis arai, was a mechitzis of yiriyas. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. If you had a real wall separating them, it's a bazunder apartment, versteht sich that they have to be mishtatav in a bazunder eret. It's speaking about that the chadom v'aliyis were that he had a mechitze shal yiriyis, that's magil etikre, and here, Beis Hillel is moide, that they have to give, each one is mechuyev v'eret. Zot Rashi. Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda de bemechitzais hamagiyais letikre moido. Rabbi Hillel is moido. So if you're bombing the right from the Mishnah, if you'll say chadorim mamesh, shloi hoyu mechuborim mei oilom. So what is pshat in this Rashi? Shloi hoyu mechuborim mei oilom. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz brings down and dafayin beis amad aleph, that's some pshat in this Rashi. That Rashi learned not the way Tosfos said. Tosfos said Takashe Mechitzas Magiyas Latikre. So Tosfos here speaking about Mechitzas Aroi. Rashi did not learn the differences between Mechitzas Arai and Mechitzas Kva. Rashi learned the difference is as follows: if when the room was built in the building plan, it was one big room, and later they built partitions, even though the partitions are made out of bricks and cement, that's the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That means if the room, it was built lechatchila as one big room, the later partitions are not bikoyach to divide the room. When is it called separate rooms? Is Bishas, when the rooms were built, this was a separate room. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. So Memele, so that's what the Gemara means. Ilei mechadorim mamish, shloi hoyu mechuborim meyoylam, that Bishas, this room was built, it was built separate from the other room. Now that's Poshim. So Koch, we have to say that the wall was built later. At the beginning it was one tremendous room, and now there was built a wall separating. So you see that is the type mechitzos magiyos letikre. It's a real mechitze, but since it was built later, so that's the shaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda HaSaba, their base Hillel is also made. Tone. So till now, we learned a mahalach in the Mishnah, that the way Rashi had put it in the Mishnah, the yisod hamachloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, what partition is bekoyach to divide the five chaburits in order to make a few halachas. Halacha number one, that between each other they'll also need an Erev before taking out to the chotzer. Between each other they'll need an Erev, and taking out to the chotzer they'll need besondere Erevin. That's how Rashi learned till now. Now we're going to have a Baraisa, and the Baraisa had a different mahalach in Ganzen with the Talom Shat in the Mishnah. We're going to learn now a new mahalach in the Mishnah. Zugefellach is it's not because Rabbi Yudah Saber is also a Tane, so he learned Elat HaZegelarim. About Kaponim, this Baraisa learns altogether a different mahalach in the Mishnah. Tane. Bamed dvorim amurim the machloikis Beishamai in Beis Hillel, that Beishamai says they have to give five Erevin, and Beis Hillel says they have to, one Erev is sufficient. Bamed dvorim amurim kshemaylichen es Eruvon lemokim acher, they are delivering their Erev lemokim acher. Then there's a machloikis. Avo. That means that, let's say, you have a chotzer, and you have the traklin with the five chaburits, and you have another two houses in the chotzer, and they want to be ma'ariv with the other two houses, and they bring their erev to one of the two houses. So then there's a machloikis by Shamim Bisil. Avo, im hoyo eruvon bo etzlo. But what is if the two other houses in the chotzer, they want to deposit their erev in the taklin? Divrei hakel erev echad lekulam. Then, according to everyone, they don't have to put a pass into each house. They put a pass in one of the five partitions. Let's just go a little further. Keman Oslo. So Memele, so Al Kaponim, the Baraisa says as follows. The Machlekes Beishami Bishilil is, if the Bnei HaTraklin, these five Chaburis, send their Erev in one of the houses of the Chotz. So then according to Beishami, you have to send five Erev, and according to Bishilil, you have to send one Erev. But if one of the houses want to put their Erev in the traklin, then you don't look at them as five, you bring one Erev and fautik. Keman ozlo ho desanye chamisha shegovu es Eruvon. We learned Abaraise that if five people in one chotzer, there were five batim in one chotzer, shegavu es eruvan, so all were mishtatif in one erev, and they put it in one house. Now kshemaylichon es eruvan lemokem acher. Now these five batim who are meuriv in chotzer aleph, they want to be meuriv with chotzer beis. So when you take the erev from chotzer aleph to chotzer beis, erev echad lekulam. Since they were miyuchid, they were nisyachid in chotzer aleph, so erev echad lekulam, keman ke Beis Hillel. So this is going according to Beis Hillel. Now let us see Rashi, then we'll try a little to explain Vastutzuchtov. Bamed vorim amurim, the osri Beis Shammai. That what Beis Shammai said, ksheheim meilichim ha erev. They're taking the Erev Mishar Bote Yachotzer. Avol im hoyu. Shar bnei hechotzer mevien piton letraklin. If they're bringing their pass letraklin, is then the loch is divrei hakel, you give their pass in the traklin. Vahaitan, zogt Rashi azoy. Midikom mafli. If he differentiates bein mokim acher lebo etzlon, he differentiates. There's a difference if they're sending out their erev to another place, or if someone sends their erev into them. Zot Rashi, Svirale, so he has a whole new mahalach to explain the machlokes Beishamai and Beisul. Svirale, he holds taimayu the Beishamai u Beisilul, lave mechitzes pligi. Not the way we learned till now, that there's a machlokes do these mechitzes make it into five different chadorim, or don't they? Elo afilu le Beishamai nami. Afilu according to Beishamai, traklin mechabro. The mechitzes do not make them into five different chaburis. Traklin mechabrom. It's one large room. So it's called, all five of them were shoivis in one large room. And therefore, ve'ein tzorich erev beinayu. That means, let's speak about in the traklin. Which Rashi had said in the Mishnah, according to Beishamai, if they're five different, if they're considered like five different rooms, so you have to be ma'ara between each other in order to be able to carry in the traklim from one chabura to the other chabura. So Rashi says this baraisa holds no. They're shoivis in one room. And if they're shoivis in one room, ve'in tzorich eiruv beinayu. So you don't need an eiruv between themselves. In the room, afilo, according to Beishamai, even according to Beishamai, they are one. Vahavelohu, and therefore they are equivalent. Kechamisha shegavu eseiruva. They're equivalent to chamisha shegavu eseiruva. That if you have five houses, And all of the five houses put their Erev in one house. So now, it's called the old door in one house. So Memele, here, the old door in one traklin without an Erev, because the door in one traklin. And the mechitzis, ha-mafsikes, ha-mafdiles, beinayim, is not mafkia, the shame dire, achas, betraklin echot. Even though there are mechitzis, there are movedol. Osvirelohu, and they both hold the chamisha sheirvu eschatzeirah. If you will have five batim that were ma'arev de chotzer, uboim la'arev im chotzer acheres. Now they want to unite with a second chotzer. Is azoy im oylicha in shom es eruvon. If the chotzer B wants to unite with them. And Chotzer B brings their Erev to Chotzer Aleph. No, I'm sorry. Uboi la'arev im Chotzer Ches, I'm elich in shom es Eruvon, einechem em shlich lekulon, el lekulon tzrichen litem pas. I'm elich in shom es Eruvon, if they're bringing their Erev to a Chotzer Acheres, Einachad mem shliach lekulon, ela kulon tzrichen litem pas. Ve'im erev bo bebayis echad mem kulim shove. Vahanach nadetrak lenami, kivin derishus achasi lahani domi. So it's also the same thing. That is the svare, ela filo beishami nami, we're talking about beishamai. אבל בישמי נמי טראק למחבו, מצורך עירה ביניי, ואבל לא כחמישה שגובה סייר. וסביר לו הוא, בישמי הולד, תחמיש, that's what בישמי הולד, תחמיש שעיר בו אסחת סייר. If I were מעל וחוצה, בואי לערי במחוצה אחר, שים אליכם שם אסי רובון, if בישמי הולד, if you'll take, you have five houses that became united through one עירה. And here, by us, we have five chaburis, because they're divided, which came united by one traklin. So, Beishamayol, Zemilichim, Shon, Esei, Rubom, if they will take their Erev, now they want to unite themselves with a second chotzer, Einechem, Em, Shlich, Lekulon, El, Lekulon, Tzrichen, Litei, Pas. Vim Erev, Bo, Bebayis, Echod, Mehen, but if an Erev is brought to one of the houses, Kulon, Shov, so then, Kul and shavim sham. That's enough. Vahanach de traklim nami. So the same thing by traklim. Kim de rishu sachasi. Lohani domi. De ile beishamai rishu yischalukei sein. So Rashi, if you'll say that this baraisa holds according to beishamai rishu yischalukei sein, והן לא עירבו, and they were not מערב, כי עירב בו אצלו מהווה. So what's gate meron if the Erev comes to them? But if we will assume that these five chaburis are five different chaburis, what's gate meron if they sent out the Erev, the Erev came to them? If between themselves they need an Erev, so if an Erev came to one of the chaburis, how can it help four or five? So Kochoch, this Lashon holds that between themselves they don't need an Erev. Shegavu es Eruvan shedorim b'chotzer v'irvu es chatzer. Now, Baruch Hashem, the Chazon Ish is mevayer this sugya, she should know a little bit was tutzach do. Now, the Chazon Ish says like this, let's talk about this etzem din. Let's talk about the din of chamishu shegovu es eruva. You have here five batim, and all of them put their Erev in Bayis Aleph. Fine. So now in Lomdis, and that there's five batim in the Chotzer, and we all were Goiva and Erev, we all live in Bayis Aleph. Lomdis, we all live in Bayis Aleph. Fine. So therefore, we're all allowed to carry out to our Chotzer. Zok the Chazon Ish. But now, what do they want to do? They want to be Ma'arev now, with another chotzer. They want to be now, the five batim of chotzer aleph, and the erev is in bayis aleph sheba chotzer aleph. They want to be ma'ariv with chotzer beis. So now, one of these five goes, and takes his pass, and he's gonna put it into chotzer beis. And as soon as he puts it into chotzer beis, so we consider that the whole chotzer aleph is ma'ariv with chotzer beis. Zuk t'chazen ishazai. If this one who took the pass, he was mezake the pass for whole chotzer aleph. I mean, this is my pass. And I want it should be all your pass. And then he took that's considered like he took five pites into chotzer beis. A big deal. So memela. So then chotzer aleph moved into chotzer beis. That's a dover poshet. But we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about, so that's called, you took the pitas, the five pitas out of chotzer aleph, you put them into chotzer beis. No. We're speaking about the five pitas on chotzer aleph, and he took his pass, and he put his pass in chotzer beis. So the Chazon Ish says, we have here a big problem. United, they're united, where are they united? They're united in chotzer aleph. That's where they're united. In Chotzer Beis, there's no union between them, because his pass is over there. So, Zukta Chazon Ish Bemison is very schwer to understand. I mean, in the Mokim, Ha'ichud is Chotzer Aleph, but you're saying they live in Chotzer Beis. How could they live in Chotzer Beis if the Mokim Ichud is in Chotzer Aleph? One person put his Erev in his pass into Chotzer Beis. Zukta Chazon Ish Azoy. The chainu takonis chachomim be'erif, the echod midnei chabure, koine lekulon es diroson. No, he says like this. It's a lotion. Erif echod lekulon, the kivin the echod mehem, kova dirosoi bechotzer acheres. What happened over here? When one brings his pass into chotzer beis, so he was keveya his dire bechotzer beis, so it's considered what he is doing, it's like they all went with him. And but if someone else will take his pass, and I'm putting this pass for that chabure, helped us go on it. Yeah. And he says further, Kivin dechol hischabrusam ayidei shedorim b'mokim horishen. He says, the whole way they're united because they live together there. Hayech donim shadayim heim b'hischabrusam kivin sheokru dirosam. That means he moved out. That's what, this one moved out. This one wants to be keveya dirosoi b'chotzer beis. So he says the chiddush of this halacha is as follows. The beis ha'iruvin kayomim. Ha'echad lechabron liyo ischabura achas. That means like this. That the erev, the five pitis in Chotzer Aleph makes that we're one big chabura. Fine. But where do we live? In Chotzer Beis. So that means, and that's a takonis chachomim, which is mo'uyim dik mechudish dik. That we assume that they're living in Chotzer Beis because since one of the chabura moved to Chotzer Beis and they're all one big chabura, so we assume that they all moved to Chotzer Beis. So even though the mokim achibo, so he says that each erev is accomplishing another purpose. The five pitis and Chotzer Aleph makes that they're one. But where are they living? In Chotzer Beis. How do we know living in Chotzer Beis? Because one of this chabura decided to move in Chotzer Beis and he wants all of them to move with him. So we consider chabura Aleph moved to Chotzer Beis. That is the svare of chamisha shegovu aseiruvam. Which is mechudishtik. Now the Gemara wants to say, Beishamai doesn't hold this. Beishamai holds this as stiridik. You can't be, either you're here or there. If you're in Chotzer Aleph, you're in Chotzer Aleph. In Chotzer Beis, you only have one pass. So if they're united in Chotzer Aleph, they're in Chotzer Aleph. So therefore, Beishamai holds, according to this first lotion, if you want to move to Chotzer Beis, you have to, all five of them have to move. You can't, now one of them is going to move, they're united in Chotzer Aleph, and this one moves to Chotzer Beis, he's moving for them, so Lamaisa, we consider they all move. If you want to move to Chotzer Beis, all five Peters have to move, or else if you want to be Zoicha for them, his pastors, also five Peters are moving. But that's what Beishamai held. If you're moving, you have to move all five. One's moving cannot schlep all five, since the whole mokim hachibo is in Chotzer Aleph. So that is a machlok. Beisila holds netazay. But let's talk about the other shaila. What? But over here in Chotzer Aleph, there's ichuba. That's no shaila. So memele, if you have other batim in this Chotzer who wish to unite with them, so memele, the other batim, each one goes and puts their eiriv in that house. Because lemaise, if they're bringing the eiriv to them, bimkoimam the zicha one. Bimkoimam the zicha one. So if they put their eiriv in one bias, they put their eiriv in one bias, so lemaise, if they put their Erev in one bias, so Lamaisa, they're all one in this bias, that's for sure. So if the other two Batim want to unite with them, so they go and they'll put their Erev in that bias also. So Memele, so now let's get back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah, this Beraisa says, our Mishnah is similar. Our Mishnah, there was no Erev between them. But you don't need an Erev between them. They're united because they were Shavis in one traklin. The Mechitzis HaMavdiles Beinem does not make them that Keilo, they're five different rooms. The Mechitzis HaMavdiles, they still become united. They're five Chaburis, which are united als the Shavis of one traklin. Just like the case before, we have five Batim who become united al Yedei that they put their Erev in one bias. So you have here five Chaburis who became united al Dei Yishvis in one traklin. So if someone will bring the Erev to them, and he wants the other two Batim which are in this Chotzer, who want to unite with them, so they'll bring the Erev to this house. Fatik, you don't have to bring to each bias bazunda, because b'mekayim atraklam the zikha united. If they want to move out now, it's considered like they're being shoyver someplace else. So they're moving. So you're taking them out of their mokim ho'ichud. They say they're living there. So that's the machlokes b'shami and b'silo. If you schlep them, one person puts his erev, you're not schlepping them. So b'shami says, you have to go and put, if you want to say to consider that they're all living in someone else's house, you have to put five pitas in someone else's house. And b'silo says no. B'silo says that's this kula, that one of the chabure that will give his pass for all five. He's not saying it for all five, it's his pass. But he wants, since he's kaveya, his dira, in the second bias, he wants that the whole chabura should be nimshach also in the second bias. So that's the kula of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds that it helps. That is the first lashon of the Baraisa. Now we have a second lashon. Vikadamli. The second lashon holds as follows: that a filu beis hilu that the medvar mamurim shehoya eiriv bo etzlo. Avolim hoyu meilichen eseiruven lamokim acha divrei hakol tzichen eiriv lechol chabura vechabura. A filu beis hilu holds if they're going to move someplace else. So then you need an eir v'chol echad v'echad. The machlokes b'shami b'silul is if you're bringing it to them. Kemanos lo desanya chamisha shigovas eiruvim kshemelichanas eiruvim lamokim ach eiruv echad lekulon. Keman de loike chad. So it's not like b'shami, not like b'silul. The Ikeda Amri is a trashi bohopligi, the Beishamai Sovri, af al pisherushus achasi. Vido milachamisha sheirvu. That means even though legabi themselves, it's sicha one rishus. And to carry from one to the other, you don't need an eiriv. Afilu v'domi l'chamisha shirvu v'erev bo etzlon. But if someone else says this only helps legabi the traklin alone. Legabi the traklin, we say they are one, but legabi the bnei hachotzem afilu hachi kuli boli uruvei. They all have legabi to be matter the chotzer. They all have to be matter legabi the chotzer. They are considered five. When they're taking out the machloikis, beishamay beisilul is if they want to be shoyvis in another bias. So then beishamay says they have to send out five erivin. Beis Hillel says it's not necessary. But, if the people want to send their Erev to them, so one Erev is sufficient. Avlim hoya Erev, bo etzlon divrei hakel, Erev echad lakul. Bim toima, taime, de beishamai osel ashmina. Frek toch toisvis, the Tan is coming to tell us what beishamai holds. That is bereis, what's came on with Beis Hillel la yitzterich? The afilu meilich in eruven omar erev echad lekulam. So memele. So why does he have to be mesayim? He says this siyum din is only negeh beishamay. Afilu beishamay that holds that if meilich in eruven you need five, or but mevi in eruven one is enough. There's only the beishamay. Why does he have to tell us time of the beishamay? Ve'egav neporich m'seche Shabbos aperik rabbelazer the mila. The Yeshloimar, the Lebeis Hillel, Nami Nafke Mino. So Ktoisvis, according to Beis Hillel, will also be a Nafke Mino. The Ke'ein Chadorim Va'aliyos. If you have Ke'ein, that means like this. We have here the Traklin, which is one Oifen of Mavdol. That means we're saying according to the Barais as follows. The legabi themselves in the traklin, even though there's, let's say, a mechitza hamavdelas beinayim. Let us say, for practical purposes, it's a mesipis. There's a mesipis beinayim. So, about legabi themselves, the zichet don't have to be ma'arev. We consider them, they all were shavis in one traklin. But what will be, ke'ein chadorim valis, what will be, let's say, Ke'ein chadon valiyis would mean, let's say, if they're speaking about a mesipis, or ke'ein chadon valiyis would mean yeba mechitza. So there, when there's a bigger mavdil beinayim, So then, according to Beis Hillel, the davke b'moylichan eiruvan koma b'moydu shetzrichan eirev l'chol chabura b'chabura. Avul b'eirev bo etzlon eirev echad l'kulon. T'cha'ein chadorim ba'aliyais l'Beis Hillel k'moy mechitzoi she'ein megiyais l'tikre l'Beis Shammai. So what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying as follows, that what the Gemara is medame, that the Gemara, that means we have here a case that from one chabura to the other chabura, you're permitted to carry without an Erev. That's for sure. The Afal Pikein, Tosfos wants to say, if there'll be a larger mechitza, a larger hevdel, then Beis Shammai will be, then Beis Hillel will be moide. That even though they don't have to be ma'arev between themselves, but then if they'll send their erev to another bayis, so then Beis Hillel is moide to Beis Shammai, that they'll have to send 5 Erevim. Afal Pikein, if the other Batim will send back to them, then 1 Erev will be sufficient. That's what Tosfos says. Let us see Nachman in the Lashon of Tosfos. Shlom de Beisila, nami nafkamino. The Chaim Chadorim Valiyas. If there'll be a bigger Mavdal between the Chaburis, so then Beis Hillel holds what Beis Shammai holds over here. The Dav Gibem Elichin Eruvin Koma the Moide. That it says in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel is Moide. So when is Beis Hillel Moide? Dav Gibem the Moide Gibem Elichin Eruvin Koma the Moide. Shetzrichen Erev Lechol Chabura veChabura. Avo BeErev Bo Etzlon. But if someone will send to them an Erev, Erev Echad Lekulon. B'chein Chadorim Valiyis LeBeis Hillel, K'may Mechitzi Shemegiyis LeTikra LeBeis Shammai. U'miyu B'chadorim Valiyis Mamish. And there the din will be that Mestame, they have to be Ma'arev between one another. Inir L'chalik B'melich and Eruven, La'elev Bo'etzlon. B'deposhulei Kol Kach La'ashas, T'komi Le'me Chadorim Valiyis Mamish Pshite. So memele, so then the zichah muvdal, and then the zichah need an erev between each one. So then if you'll send an erev to them, you'll zichah have to send, so one erev to one bias will not be sufficient, since the chaburis are muvdal with a mechitza mamish. Keman ke beis hillel. So the Gemara said, so I bezoi this paraisa that says, chamisha, we have to know this previous Tosfos is a Shvera Tosfos, the Chazanish Bibles by itself, in God on the Tosfos. That means, we have to understand, we just had Chamisha Shegobu Eruvan, even though they come from 5 houses, but since they door in one, since Lamaisef between themselves, they don't need an Erev, so Lachir, it's difficult to understand why Beis Hillel holds here that if they are one inside the Traklin, so why they should have, when they're sending their Erev to another bias, you should have to send 5 Eruvim. Because later we'll see in Daf Ayin Gimel, if Tosfos is so poshut. Keman ke Beis Hillel. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara said that the Baraisa that says, that Chamisha Shegovo Eruvon, you could send one Erev to another house, so that's like Beis Hillel on the mission. The Lekel Lemeima the Osir Ki Beis Shammai. The Tosfos, let us say that that Barais is also going according to Beis Shammai. Aye, Beis Shammai holds in our Mishnah. Beis Shammai holds in our Mishnah that you have to send 5 Eruvim. How could it go like Beis Shammai? So Tosfos says, we'll say as follows. The Barais that says that that one Erev is sufficient is speaking about, there's no Diyorim in the Chotzah. כדקמינן לא לקמה. אבל במסניסן כשיישים מוהם דיירים. But the Mishnah is speaking about that there are דיירים. דמיגו דהני אוסרי הדודי. ובאות דיודת דיירים אסרי הדודי. הני נמרי אסרי. So what is Taisvis Kasha? So Taisvis Kasha is as follows. Taisvis Kasha is the whole svara that if a person brings, you have, let us speak about two cases. Case number one, you have, let's say, five batim in a chotza, and all five batim united, and they put their erev in one bayis. So now they're all united. Now they want to move into a second chotzer. So one of the diyorim of this chotzer takes his pass, and he's moving into the second chotzer, and we say, we schlep the whole chabura with him, they're all living in the second chotzer, because they are one big chabura. Fine. That's one case. Let us talk about another case. Let us talk about a case that, let's say you have seven batim in the chotzer, and let's say five were ma'ariv, and the other two weren't ma'ariv yet with them. So these five are also, and then one of these five will go into the second chotzer. So since the first chotzer is not united yet, because you have two more, which were ma'ariv with them. So memele, then it's a davar poshut, that the one that goes in to the second chotzer will not schlep along these five. You only schlep along these five if bimkoimam, they're united, so I say, so if one of the united unit goes into a second chotzer, so we consider like the whole unit went together with it. But Kozman, you don't have a united unit in that chotzer, so his going will zichen not schlep anyone along. And then the Gemara says later this svore, if the other people, the migo dahani osri adodi hani namri osri. So memele, if there's other people in the chotzer, so we don't have a unit yet in that chotzer, so memele, one's going will not schlep along anyone besides himself. So Memela, so that's shot in Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis asks, let us say Beis Hillel is also Moide, Beis Shammai is also Moide, the Hei Shegov Eruvon, and there's no one else living in that Chotzer. So then one can take his Erev and go to the second Chotzer and all go with him. But our Mishnah says you need five because there's other people living in the Chotzer. And for Taisvis, the hechi domi hani diyorin. Id bechotza kaime, if you'll say that these diyorin are living in the chotza, aber mikomakim kol atraklim choshev kechoda, metalflim zeim ze, the tortoises, vos geit miron. That they're not united in the chotza, but they're united in the traklin. That means in the chotza they're not united. That's true, because in the chotza, In the chotzer, there's two more batim in the chotzer. But in the traklim, all five are united. Bikomokim kol atraklim choshev kechoda, umetalflim zem ze, in the traklim, one can be metalflim the other. Bechol atraklim, beloy eirim. Is kshiyesh the yairim bechotzer, kmashen the yairim bechotzer. So that the yairim bechotzer will not affect their status as one in the traklet. Ve'ibo beinayim erev k'sheshim om diyorim b'chotzach, and amibo k'sheshim om diyorim, the man yediyorim b'chotzach, l'gabi ha-traklet. That's what Taisus is saying. Umi you have a motzel ameima, k'goin sheyesh b'traklem demas nisen, we could ask a kasha. Chadorim va'aliyes gmurim, she'ein lam pesach b'chotzach, elu yoytzin derech traklet. The migur da hanri osri, hanachei chaburis nami osri. Abulei mashmei, look me masnis and bochi vaydi dumba bo nami eva maydi beisilu. So the Chazanish explains pshat and Taisus that Taisus means to say like this. that it could be that this traklin could be that from, you have a large room that's a traklin. Now in the room they're all united. Now could be you, when you go out into the chotzer, you go first into a hallway, and then you go out into the chotzer. So could be the union of this bnei ha-traklim is because in the hallway they also don't need an erev, because the traklin unites them. He says, but what would be if you have others who are living in chadorim valiyis, and they also go out through this hallway? So the mele in the hallway, they will not be united. So we don't have a union of the bnei traklin gufe in the hallway of the traklin. So memela we can say, so then Beishamai says that since, even though in the room alone they are united, but since in order to get out in the whole traklin they're not united, in the hallway going out to the chotzer they're not united, because in this hallway the chadorim and aliyahs are also going out through this hallway. So Taisa says, so now I have a kasha. So could be, Davka, in this case, Beis Shammai is, holds that you have to give five erevin. But in a case where they all, because there's others also involved. So there's a svar of migu. Masha ein kein, by hei she govu eruvon, and they're the only ones living in the chosa, could be then Beis Shammai will be made. So Taisus answers on this kasha, avolei mashmalei lo ukmi masnisen bahochi, teretz number one, vayde dilme baho, avolei meide beis hilo.